The traditional bases of Asidon's economy were agriculture, livestock farming, and, to a lesser extent, the craft, commercial, and industrial activities linked to these sectors. This room may be a well-deserved tribute to the anonymous work of many men and women. The centrifuge, a machine used for sorting grain, presides over the entrance. On the other hand, the winnower, which relieves manual labor by being used to separate the grain from the straw, with a particular characteristic, it was made for the use of a left-handed person, as it has the crank on the opposite side to the usual one. You can also see different types of plows. The Roman plow is the large one, made of wood. The moldboard plow, made of iron, was an innovation on the Roman plow. It was heavier and made deeper furrows, which aerated the soil more and made it more productive. Other tools used to prepare the soil include hoes, spades, and weeders used by hand, while a cultivator and a harrow are on display, pulled by animals. Other tools on display include a sowing machine with a hopper, a pest control sprayer, and two threshing machines. For mowing, there is a group of sickles, scythes, and pitchforks, as well as thimbles, leather sheaths to protect the fingers while mowing. In addition to the tools used in the cultivation process, the room also has a section dedicated to livestock farming. Here you can see tools such as the trabaderas, which prevented the animal from traveling long distances, branding irons and harnesses for horses such as kangas, kangonis, collaras, horcates, yokes, cabezals, serón, and aguaderas. Also present is the recreation of a typical water wheel, known as the noria de tiro, or noria de sangre, as it is a live animal that provides the power to make it work. A testimony to the importance of country life in the area is the reproduction of a hut, inside which you can recognize some of the tools used in everyday life, such as the hunting hooks, perches for hunting small birds, devices for preparing cartridges or traps. They are also made in a very special way, as the paniza is well placed so that it is waterproof for rainy days and the humidity of the night. In this way, they build shelters that are neither cold in winter nor hot in summer. As far as beekeeping is concerned, there are two types of hives: box hives and cork hives, as well as the beekeeper's suit and the basket for straining the honey. In the next aisle, you can see the collection of grain measures, as well as a Roman scale and a balance as a weighing instrument. The scales with their weights could be found in small bakeries, small bread shops, or in food shops.